Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Guten Tag and welcome to Star Wars Minute. It's the daily podcast where we analyze, we scrutinize, and we celebrate The Force Awakens. No, that's not right. Oh, okay.
Star Wars Episode 7, The Force Awakens.
Should I start over?
No.
So anyway, I'm Alex Robinson from comicbookalex.com.
I'm Pete the Retailer from PeteTheRetailer.com.
And I'm Chris Radke from Gravity Falls.
Welcome back, Chris. Closing out the week, TGIF, huh?
Hey, we made it. I hope it's been a good one for you guys. I came into this week, I'm not going to be a grouch. I'm going to come in, I'm going to celebrate Star Wars with my friends. Mm-hmm. And I just feel that I've just been complaining the whole time, as usual.
You going to reverse that, or you just
let's start over and re-record.
Okay. It's a period of civil war.
Nova here. Well, I say we keep going with this minute with 85.
All right, let's get it over.
It's minute 85 starts off with Creepio telling BB-8 that R2 has been in a coma ever since Master Luke left. And it ends a minute later with General Leia saying it was Snoke is the one who seduced Ben. It's not their fault at all.
No. He was off the hook. An older guy seduced him.
Do you think we'll ever find out how Han Solo got that scar on his chin?
It's exceptionally notable in this scene.
Isn't it in Solo, A Star Wars Story?
The whip, the part with the whip.
Right.
Yeah.
Where he's running away from the lion.
Right. On Blu-ray and standard def.
On VHS. Laserdisc.
Standard def. RCA Selectivision. Yeah, well, before we get to that, there's a little bit of lingering C-3PO
And I'm afraid he's not coming back. No.
That'd be great if he was doing it. Like, oh, I'm afraid R2-D2 will never be the same again. He'll never be his old self again.
That would have been awesome. And if it was just a hint, and that was like the fourth, like realizing that Palpatine's conscious has been in 3PO all this time.
Horcrux.
Yeah. Horcrux.
And BB, it's still going like, I know.
He'll never be the same again, I'm afraid.
He'll never be the same again.
And then it's just so manipulative.
Weird. Why, like, I don't know.
It's just a waste.
It is. And it's like, he may never be his old self again. It's such a weird thing. Like, why? Yeah. Like, he's just...
And he hasn't been. We haven't gotten really any good R2-D2 stuff.
I think he had that one good moment in Last Jedi where he showed the hologram. That was a good moment. But, yeah. Because I always forget about it. I'm like, oh, that's right. That's when I stop fast-forwarding. I'm like, oh, wait a minute. This is the part of the hologram.
R2 Daytoa, you're here again.
Yeah. I already complained about the map storyline. So.
Trying to be positive. Yeah. All right, then we're going to the Han and Leia stuff.
This is a really happy scene. I tried. I'm going to be sick. Hang on.
It totally... Like, Han Solo does seem like he's just trying to be like, okay, like he's trying to go to bed or something. He's just kind of like, sorry, there's nothing more we could have done. It's we can't see him. Okay,
so this
see
is
later, and she's like, "No, we can save him." And Snow, he's like, "No,
nope.
I just left." It does seem like he's trying to just kind of like, "Yeah, well, nothing. That's it. Nothing we can do, huh? Yeah. Huh?"
She's like, "She's with that. He's with that man, Snoke." And how she says, she's like, "She's," and she can barely not laugh
when she says Snoke. It does seem like it's like,
"No, it was Snoke.
Snoke.
Really?
Is that real?
Is that real? Are you calling him Snoke? Snoke seduced our son. He had took him away from us with all his money and his yacht
and his gold lame suits
and his golden slippers and his regal red curtains everywhere.
Is that Snoke? Regal?
Yeah, red
Boy,
is the
is
color
it.
Of royalty. I will make it regal. It's Snoke. And she's like, Smoke? I didn't think, I was waiting for you to ask.
It's a very unintimidating name, Snoke.
Yeah. Although I like when he calls him Leader Snoke. I think that sounds
Leader
cool.
Snoke?
Yeah.
Like Supreme Snoke. Leader Snoke?
Yeah.
I wonder what the alternate names they had were that they did not go with as opposed to Snoke.
Hmm.
It was probably something like, I don't know.
Voldemort.
Yeah, Paul Revere.
No, it's just coincidence.
Who knows? Beastie Boys.
Oh, sorry.
You're just not cool, man. Yeah, while you were listening to Rush, I was listening to the B-Boys. last year.
Paid off.
Payoff. Payoff moment.
Great payoff moment.
I grew up listening to the Beastie Boys. That made me a jerk. You ever notice Beastie Boy fans tend to be jerks?
Mm. Well, there's a certain... I think I did I tweet this a while ago? Well, I don't know. But there's the, like... Basically, there's the, like, fight for your right to party sabotage Beastie Boys fan, you know, who's like a, like...
Meathead.
Yeah. And it's, but like, I like Fight for Your Right to Party is like the Times Square of Beastie Boys. That's like, I don't like to go there very often and I kind of hate everybody who's there, but if we didn't have that, we couldn't have all the other nice things that are downtown.
Oh,
you know what I mean?
So,
you say it's a great song?
I love it.
It's a terrible song.
I love the Beastie Boys so much.
I enjoy them quite a bit.
So, in that new book, they acknowledge they're like, our fans tend to be meathead dopes. Yeah.
No, I know they don't perform anymore, but did the Beastie Boys, is that the kind of thing where they would always play You Gotta Fight for Your Right to Party?
No,
everyone expected it because it was the hit.
I don't think they played it since like 1987.
Yeah, they went on tour with it. They had a miserable, like their big tour after they hit almost killed them, and then they were like, we're never playing that song again.
They should have done like an acoustic version or something.
Hmm.
Nah, it's better than they didn't play it.
Yeah.
But it's great, because after I read that book, I've been on a tear with them, and it coincided with this Star Wars Minute thing happening, and so I've been heavily, it's been a couple of months of nonstop Beastie Boys.
Heavy Beastie Boys.
Mm. Yeah, I saw them do, rotation. They did like a spoken word tour, and I saw the two guys here in Brooklyn. It was great.
Speaking of spoken words, we get a lot of exposition in this this scene here.
Yeah.
It doesn't bother me for some reason, even though they're just basically telling you the story of what happened, because, I don't know, it's almost like they're telling you it in the order that it happened, like, or I don't know. It doesn't bother me, even though it's
clunky. Because Harrison Ford's a good actor, and he delivers... Okay, actually, based off of that. Okay, so Harrison Ford, after Air Force One, Harrison Ford didn't make a good movie until, I'm going to say, this, which is good.
Mm-hmm. What year was Air Force One?
Maybe 99 or something like that, or 98.
Mm-hmm.
97, I don't know.
Well, he got so depressed that he wasn't in the prequels. He was like, oh, they didn't even call me.
Darn. Yeah, so no.
Would have done a voiceover.
So then he just started cashing checks in his old age. So then in the recent era, Harrison Ford, he's basically like, okay, I got one last shot to make a buck off the nerds.
Mm-hmm.
So he does Indy. He does this. And then out of nowhere, he does Blade Runner 2049. Mm-hmm. Of the Harrison Ford cash in on the nerds tour at the end of his life here, which is the best? Rank the three Harrison Ford revisiting his nerd roots.
Well, there's not that many, are there?
There's three.
Oh, so you just didn't put them in order?
Yeah.
Crystal Skull is in the Crystal Skull came out like 20 years before.
Yeah,
this,
but between Crystal Skull and this, he wasn't. He was kind of nowhere to be seen. Well, right? So it's like let's put them all together
here. All right, Blade Runner definitely.
Blade Runner is pretty amazing.
Yeah,
Blade Runner this and then Crystal Skull, right?
I would say this over Blade Runner personally.
Mm.
I love. There were some parts of the Blade Runner I really liked, but I just thought it was a little.
Blade Runner had no right being as good as it was, but this isn't Blade Runner minute.
Mm.
I was looking at the list of Harrison Ford movies from the past years.
Blade Runner is worth it entirely for Batista's little glasses. They should have won Best Supporting Actor. Just his glasses should have been nominated for stuff.
I love him so much.
Little tiny glasses. He's
another year where glasses don't get any nominations, get any recognition from Hollywood.
Nope. He is the without a doubt undisputed best wrestler turned actor.
Mm-hmm.
People are like The Rock. The Rock.
I was going to say Roddy Piper.
Piper just has They Live, right?
No, and Hell Comes to Frogtown.
Hell Comes to Frogtown is funny for guys like us, but it's not. It doesn't stand like it's for insufferable folks like us.
Mm-hmm.
The Rock, he makes just bad movie after bad movie. Mm-hmm. Then he gets gets shoved into the Fast and the Furious.
Shoehorned.
That's what
I'm looking
for.
I like that you got shoehorned and grandfather confused.
Expendables 3. Did you guys see that one?
No, I saw the first two.
You did?
Yeah.
They're awful.
No, they're great.
No.
They were the best. This is, again, way off topic, but...
We're talking about Harrison Ford movies.
Yeah. Well, he's not in the second one, which I saw, but it was great because it's like the villain is named Villain and he is literally like digging up the Cold War. He's in Russia, like trying to resurrect an underground base, like of like, you know, nuclear weapons and stuff. He's literally trying to unearth, like trying to dig up the Cold War from Russia, from the and his name is Villain and he's Jean-Claude Van Damme and he's the villain. And it's like that they know exactly what they're doing.
Cowboys and Aliens?
No, thank you.
Ugh.
Did you see it or did you
know?
No. Okay. There's a bunch of them that like Morning Glory, Extraordinary Measures, which I'm sure anyone's
nothing. He just was cashing checks.
Crystal Skull, Firewall, Hollywood Homicide, K-9, The Widowmaker. That's the one.
K-19, The Widowmaker.
Yeah,
not
you're right.
K-9. K-9, The Widowmaker is a Jim Belushi.
Yeah. And that's already What Lies Beneath, Random Hearts, 6 Days, 7 Nights.
Nope.
Air Force One, 1997.
That was his last good movie.
Are you going backwards in time or forwards?
Backwards.
Oh, okay.
Going back in time.
Clear and Present Danger, and so on.
And so on,
Clear and Present Dengar.
Isn't he the highest grossing movie star of all time?
I believe so. I mean, it's, inflation and all that. But
yeah.
Still.
Star Wars an indie, man.
Yeah.
Do no wrong. He's a saint.
Saint Harrison.
Yep. So, that's what we got. We got Harrison Ford, Princess Leia...
And again, I think you're trying really hard to kind of cop out and kind of halt the conversation. I feel like I've been in that situation where it's just like, yeah, I know, and there's nothing. Just like, okay, yeah.
So how long have they been?
Dear.
How long did we?
That's what he should be doing. Is right. Like, yes, dear.
Right.
But he's like, no, there's nothing more we could have done, right? Okay, like there's nothing more. That's it.
That's it.
Like. Trying to kind of like put a lid on it, and she's like, "No, like it, Snoke was the thing," and he's just like, oh, okay.
"What I find interesting about that is that it's basically because Han Solo is the Obi-Wan Kenobi of this movie, the old wise man. Basically, this is a recreation of the dynamic between Obi-Wan and Luke, where Obi-Wan's like, he's more machine now than man. There's nothing we can do, and Luke's like, no, they're still good in him. I can no, so
more machine,
la 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 la, not listening." Yeah, so I thought that was kind of a neat, this movie's all about just flipping those flipping. No, I think it's a thumbs up, but, taking those old things and remixing them into different things.
So, interesting. I didn't even think about it at the time, but the not being able to tell whether it's a thumbs up or flipping the bird is a good, it's a good kind of barometer. It's a good metaphor for this whole movie. It really, really encapsulates that, like, wait. Do I love this, or is this, or am I insulted by this?
From a certain point
I think
of
it's
view.
Like Schrodinger's cat, where it's actually both
it's
at the same time.
It is. You know what? It absolutely is. That's
yeah.
Maybe in the Star Wars universe, a thumbs up is a fu.
My culture. This is
right, exactly. Whoa! Hang on! Don't do that.
The other thing that makes me laugh is that Han Solo says, I went back to the only thing I was ever good at. And I was like, last I heard, you were kind of a terrible smuggler.
Yeah, really.
Maybe he really wasn't that good of a raptor like,
I would love to see,
either.
I went back to the only thing I was ever good at. And cut to like Han Solo's macaroni and cheese restaurant like on a different planet.
He has.
Somebody's like, Han, I love this. I know. There you go.
Finally, I went back. Because that would have been in Solo, A Star Wars Story Part 2, where he opens his restaurant.
Solo Duo.
Solo Duo. And yeah.
I got it. He's, yeah, well, also, we get, let's just pick all these lines apart. Princess Leia saying, when I sent him away is when I lost him, which is kind of funny. It's like, yeah, when I sent, like, when I got rid of it is when I, like, when I threw it out is when I didn't have it anymore. It's like, yeah, that's kind of
wherever
saying the
you
same
go,
thing.
There you are.
Exactly. Yeah, it's the reverse of that.
I threw him away, so he's over there.
Yeah.
I want to see that scene where there are, you know, it's like the first day of college where all the people are pulling up in their vans and the parents are all dropping off all the Jedis and stuff.
There's the roadie and there's
it's like the opening of Revenge of the Nerds.
Yeah. And they're like, I'm sorry, your daughter Rey is too young. And they're like, oh, forget it. We're just going to drop her somewhere.
Let's just sell her.
You get like 30 portions for her.
And he's, but Kylo would be like the petulant, you know, like, yeah.
He's a Skywalker,
right? Exactly. Right. He's like, I really don't want to go, Mom and Dad. No, and come on, why do I have to go? Uncle Luke is so creepy.
Andrew
Driver,
Mom,
Adam Driver,
Mom.
Darth Vader posters up everywhere.
Right, Darth Vader posters like, take that off your wall. Your grandfather was a horrible person. Mom, I bought those posters at the Busy Bee Mall. Planet.
He blew up everyone on Alderaan. Is that what you want?
He killed everyone I knew.
You should have. If you had known Space Jimmy Smits, you would not have that man's picture up on your wall.
Son, take that stuff down.
I'm going to the garage.
Don't listen to them, Ben. You're cool.
Hey, Ben. Where do I throw the ball?
Garage.
He's just pulling out individual words.
That family. That's what I want. I want Han and Leia with their jerk son, their sullen jerk son, and their dog who just wants to be loved, but hates the mom.
Do you think they let Chewie sleep in the bed with them?
Yes, but she's really like she was at the foot of the bed,
right?
And she's and that kind of like all these things build up, and
they lock him outside. It's raining.
I love you. I love you.
We're going on vacation. They leave him at the kennel.
Where are you going? Take Chewie. And when they pick him up, he's like, ah! You're back.
And he pees on the floor.
Oh.
Whack him in the face with a space newspaper.
Oh.
In the kennel, there's like a bunch of Wookiees. There's a couple of Cabes, whatever that cave
Muff-tax.
Is. Muff-tacks are there. The big woolly guy from Rogue One.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. What's that guy's name again?
See, we don't know these things.
Yeah, you're right. Well, we got to name him.
No, he has a name, but we just don't know. Well, we will know it once after we go through it minute by minute.
Yeah, they will know it all too well. anything else for minute 85?
Not specifically.
Okay.
So that, by the way, that ranking I gave you guys the other day.
No longer applies?
No, it no longer applies.
Oh. Okay. You want to give us your new rankings?
I wanted to make sure I switched around. I like Revenge of the Sith more than I like this movie.
Mm. Ooh.
I want to make sure that I want to flip-flop those two.
Did you ever hear the story? The tragedy of Darth Plagueis.
Snoke's... I'm trying to think of Snoke lines, but I can't think of any Snoke lines.
Snoke lines. Do you remember...
Rock and Roll Radio.
Do you remember the first time you saw this movie?
Oh my
Was
God.
It here?
I've got a great story about this.
You do have a great story.
So, this thing is happening. We're all excited about Star Wars. I have a son.
A son?
And a, He has a sister.
Hmm.
Sister. And my son's birthday is December 17th.
Hmm.
And my son at the time of this movie, I think it was, he was in first grade or, yeah, I think it was first grade. And he, it just coincided, the release of this movie coincided with his birthday.
Hmm.
And for me, I was like, wow, it's like I planned it.
Did you tell him that, you know what, they're going to release it in honor of your birthday?
Well, I mean, it was a thing. It was definitely yeah. like, you know, for your birthday, we can go see Star Wars with your friends.
Mm-hmm.
And for me, it was very special because I'm like, wow, I can't believe I get to go see a new Star Wars movie and take my son and my daughter. I feel like a Family Guy. My poor daughter, like, and that girl. She's way cooler than him. And it was like, I get to take my son, who was my age, to go see a brand new Star Wars movie. Like, wow, that is incredible. Ring I never, I did not think that was going to happen in my life. So.
Which part did you think was less likely, you having children or there being a new Star Wars?
No, I knew I was going to have kids someday. Okay. I knew someone was going to be desperate enough. So what happened was it was him and his three other friends. So we get to the theater, and now by the like leading up to it, it's exciting. But then I start thinking to myself, I'm like, what have I done? Like, I'm going to go see this for the first time, you know, with a bunch of first grade boys.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's going to be crazy. So we get to the theater and the parents drop all the kids off. And that's when I realize I'm like, I made a horrible mistake because immediately the four first grade boys, what do they do when they see each other is immediately just jump on each other. And they're just like, screaming and just like, the problem was one of the kids had seen the movie the night before and then his dad dropped him off. His dad's like, I told you, you keep your mouth shut. Don't say anything, right? Now I know everything about this movie going into it, right?
Mm-hmm. So you love spoilers.
I love spoilers. Mm-hmm. Free cake. So I just am like, I'm like, and I'm thinking to myself, oh my God, kid, if you open your mouth, like, you better not say anything. And so we get into the theater. These kids are just like, and thank God it's assigned seats. The kids are all sitting. And what I said to my wife, I'm like, look, I need to sit as far away from them as possible because
the different screening.
Right. Yeah. Screen. No, like they'll sit on one end. I have to sit on the far end because this is important to me and I have to pay attention. They're your problem today. And she was just like, what? I'm going to murder you. So we're sitting there and the movie hasn't started yet. And the kids are all like, yab, yab, yab. And the place is, this theater's hopping. And, one of the kids, I can't remember exactly what he's saying, but he's about to like say, like he's about to say, spoil the Han Solo thing, you know? And I'm just like, oh, he's going to, and he comes out and he says something that is like almost like alluding to it. Like, he's like, I know a thing about Han Solo. And it was just like, and people around like, shh, I'm like, I'm going to have to fight because this kid's going to spoil it. But
fight the kid.
Right.
So the movie goes and they're crazy and rowdy and it's distracting. And I'm sitting far away because I can't let these kids see me cry because movies happen and I get emotional.
Mm-hmm.
So after the movie's over, I'm like, oh, you got, and we go, I take the boys to the bathroom and I go to that one kid and I'm like, man, like you guys were nuts in there. He turns around, he grabs himself and he goes, D's nuts. And that was the end of the story. That was the punchline was terrible. This is maybe the worst week I've been on your show.
Oh, that's not true.
Yeah.
That's impossible.
Search your feelings. You know it's true. So yeah, that was the same. But then it was every Christmas now, or every my son's birthday was like, okay, we've got a Star Wars movie to go to. And we didn't do birthday parties, we made it a thing. I made sure I saw the movie with my friends beforehand, and then and now that's all screwed up. Do we know when episode 9 is coming out, in the spring
I thought it was Christmas.
It is, yeah. Christmas, so it's
You'll be back on track. Yeah,
all right.
Yeah,
well, I'm glad there was, as I said, I'm glad there was at least one in the summer, because then I got to go to see it at a drive-in, which is how I first experienced it.
So nice.
I got to go over the summer, went up to the drive-in, saw Solo, which is, you know, while it's still light out, perfect time to watch the beginning of that movie outside.
Do you, if they kept re, you know, in the olden days before they kept re-releasing Star Wars like every summer, would you go see any of the new movies again in summertime? You'd go see them again on the big screen?
Yeah. Maybe.
I think they should start doing anniversary screenings, so hopefully they will.
I would love it if they brought back the OT movies.
Yeah.
They will. Maybe
the operating Phaeton
movies. They'll make them.
The original trilogies.
Oh, okay.
All right, then. Well, Chris, thanks for closing out this week with us.
Thanks for having me back, guys. I'm excited for a whole new era of Star Wars Minute.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Star Wars. Oh, not yet.
Nope.
You know what we're excited about? We're going to record another episode for our Patreons. So if you want to hear that, you can go to StarWarsMinute.com/Patreon. And if you sign up, you can get one or even two bonus episodes this weekend if you can't get enough of us. Yes, Chris, you have a question.
What's the preferred Patreon membership?
Well, the preferred one is to give us all your money so you can go...
The best one is to get to go to a sporting event with Pete.
Yeah, the top level is I fly to your town and go see sports with you.
That's a good... I can vouch. That's a good time.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So that's the best one. We encourage everyone to do that. I hope like 30 people did it so you become like a professional... Like traveling around the country seeing sporting events with different people.
I hope so too. That would be the best.
All right, then, everyone, if that sounds appealing to you, go to StarWarsMinute.com/Patreon. And if not, then we'll see you on Monday with another brand new Star Wars Minute.
Star Wars Minute.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of plan investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.